Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Manitoga in Garrison, New York, is a National Historic Site. It was the estate and modernist home of industrial designer Russell Wright. The inspiring artistic space has a residency program, and one of Manitoga's 2014 artists-in-residence is Melissa McGill. Her work primarily incorporates drawing, sculpture, and sound to explore the space between absence and presence. Palmas is her work at Manitoga. It's a site-specific surround sound installation that activates Manitoga's quarry pool and encircling paths by playing recordings of rhythmic clapping inspired by the clapping, the palmas, of flamenco music. This Saturday, September 27th, Palmas performances with Flamenco-y Soul Ensemble will build upon the sound installation's theme as flamenco performers engage Manitoga's landscape in a unique call and response, creating a dialogue with the rocks, water, and trees through song, music, and dance. Melissa McGill joins us now to tell us more. Melissa, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much.
So what is the process by which you became a 2014 resident artist at Manitoga?
Well, I met Allison Cross a number of years ago, and when they started the artist residency, she reached out to me and offered me an artist residency at Manitoga, and I was thrilled because I've been to the site and it is exquisite and it's a wonderful place to be invited to work in. So I immediately accepted.
How did you conceive of, when did the idea for Palmas come to you, and how did you go about creating it?
The idea from Palmas started to form in my mind a number of years ago when I was before I was even offered the residency at Manitoga. I have a long history of dance myself, mostly classical dance. Mm-hmm. But when I first experienced flamenco, I was really immediately drawn to it. And I was invited to be an artist in residence on a residency in Andalusia in Spain, and I sought out every opportunity I could to go and see live flamenco. So the ideas behind this project were already simmering for a number of years, and seeing the site and being invited to work in Manitoga catalyzed the actual work itself.
Tell us about what Palmas is. I have been lucky enough to be there and experience it, but for the listener who hasn't been down there yet, tell us, or over there or up there, depending on where they're located in the region,
tell us
what it is.
Palmas is the rhythmic clapping that is essentially the heartbeat of every flamenco performance. Generally, people focus on the dancing and the singing and the guitar playing, but I was always very taken with the actual palmas. It has a very sculptural quality to it, and my work has always dealt with the relationship of absence and presence. I have a little story to tell you about this. A number of years ago, I was invited to give a talk about my artwork, and I was matched up with a bird specialist, an ornithologist from Cornell, who was studying finches. And the reason we were matched up is because of a theme in all our work that I'll describe right now, which she had discovered that in studying the finches and their chirps, that there was just as much information in the pause as in the actual chirp when these birds communicate. Mm-hmm. And so that is really a central theme in my work. It's about what is being communicated in the spaces between things. What is in that absence space and that presence, accents and pauses. So when it came to developing this work, I was really thinking about the relationship of absence and presence and accent and pause, and that's what the palmas is about. So I was very inspired by Manitoga's Central Quarry Pool as a natural amphitheater, and also about how the way the natural sounds work in that space. You hear birds chirping, you hear dripping of water, the waterfall. It's a very lively place in terms of sound, and I was immediately drawn to doing something with the sound and the silences and the natural sounds of that space.
Palmas, the surround sound installation, has been at Manitoga for a few months and will be there through November 10th. But there is a special performance on September 27th. What is planned for that event?
For that event, I have invited five flamenco performers coming from New York City that I've known for a number of years. They're an incredibly talented group of people. And I invited them to come up and work with me to do a project and to specifically in site, you know, a site-specific performance that is going to enliven the water's edge, and we are going to create a temporary stage at the base of Manitoga's waterfall that will be actually in the quarry pond.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also making a number of resonant sound boxes that the dancers will be able to do footwork on, and it will be this projected acoustically into space. It's really an enlivening of the entire quarry pond and that area. And what it does is it really enhances the experience and the intimacy with nature in that place, because you'll hear the performers, you know, we have a guitar player, we have three dancers, two of whom are also singers, and a percussionist, and they will all be performing not only on the stage, but we will also be moving around in the space, and it will just enliven the quarry pond in a way that hasn't been seen before there.
With apologies if I should be able to infer this from what you've already said, how much of the performance on the 27th will be improvised?
No, that's a good question. Some of it will be improvised,
mm-hmm.
but we are also going to be creating a structure in using the space that is rehearsed. And so, yes, in flamenco, you're always gathering the energy from the crowd and from the surroundings, and I think the performers will be very inspired by what happens in the moment. But what we're trying to create here is not so much a more typical flamenco performance, but a project that explores these ideas of the absence and the presence in the space and the accents and pauses in the space itself, and to really have a heightened sense of Manitoba's landscape and its natural richness in relationship to these very elemental sounds. The palmas is hand percussion. I mean, they're mostly using their feet and their hands. Of course, we have the singers and the guitar player and the percussionist, but a lot of the sound that is going to be made is handmade sound, which is very much, you know, what we're doing with the surround sound installation. So it's going to be an exploration. So there will be things that will happen that will be very exciting that will just bubble up in the performance. There's a sense of, you know, being transported almost. A word in flamenco to describe this is duende, the term duende. And that is when you experience a performer who has duende, they really have that spirit that kind of, you know, it's transportive. And that is shared with the site, because Manitoga, the actual word Manitoga, means place of great spirit. So that is shared between flamenco and the site itself.
The live performances are on September 27th. On October 11th, you will be leading a tour of the installation, and you have done a few of those while the installation has been in place. What have you learned from taking Manitoga patrons around?
Oh, that is something wonderful every time. The things that people notice, even people who have been to Manitoga before, notice things they haven't noticed before through the hearing of the piece. And the project really invites you to walk around and explore the sound. As you might have experienced when you were there, it sounds very different and very different places.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds different in different areas of the site. So if you're up on Dragon Rock, or if you're over near the house, or standing closer to the waterfall, it always sounds different. It moves around and it's very animated. And that's something that's been wonderful to experience with the viewers and with people who have come on the tour, because they're always surprised at how much it changes and how they feel invited to kind of move through and experience it differently. They also seem to notice the natural sounds more in relationship to the project. It seems like the palmas, the sounds of the palmas, almost act as a framing device for the natural sounds that occur every day. The bullfrogs really seem to like it. Often when I'm there listening, I will, maybe a series of the palmas, the actual clapping, will stop, and then suddenly the bullfrogs all kind of make their sounds, make their croaks. They seem to be responding to it, which it was wonderful to have that experience.
Over the course of your artistic career, you have become increasingly passionate about art in public spaces, and I'm wondering if you can speak to that, if you can tell us why you think that is and expand on what exactly that means.
Well, my history with showing my work, I've been exhibiting my work since 1993, and mostly that's been in galleries and in more indoor spaces. And when we moved up to this area 7 years ago, I live in Beacon now, there was really a shift in my work, and I started to look at what was here and what the surroundings and be very drawn to how artwork can work in a community and how it could reach a broader audience, and, you know, being outside of New York City. I mean, I've shown my work internationally and had some wonderful experiences with that, but I was more and more drawn to how the artwork could reach a broader community and explore sense of place.
And then I wanted to ask you one more question about palmas, which might be more broadly about other art that you create. When you create something like palmas that exists in a site-specific location, there are recordings, of course, of the palmas claps, but it isn't the same if you listen to them anywhere else, and it doesn't work the way you conceived of it somewhere else. Is there a kind of melancholy when the project comes down in November, or is it the process, the mission of the installation is as it was always going to be, and you're fine with letting it go when it's done?
Well, you touched on something I forgot to say, so I'm glad you asked that question. I also want to point out that one of the very exciting things about working in this natural amphitheater of the Quarry Pond is that we are really, I mean, we, meaning me and Paul Geluzzo, my sound engineer, my wonderful collaborator in this, we really used and explored the echoes in the space and learned about the sound in the space. You know, whether it's the way that sound echoes off the rock or off of the water or how it moves through the trees, these are all things that we explored as we were placing the surround sound speakers so it would really enliven and animate the Quarry Pond the way it does. This was also wonderful to do this first before the performance because I am using all of the information from doing the surround sound project towards how we are choreographing this performance, this upcoming performance. And it's, you know, where we've placed the resonant sound boxes and where we've placed the stage and where the public will be sitting, which is all around the Quarry Pond. It's not like the audience will be in one place. We're having people sit all the way around. So all of that has been so exciting. And I've done a series of drawings as well that are in on the site while listening to the palmas that have become the palmas score, in a sense. So to be an artist in residence there is has been so much more than just showing up and putting something there preconceived, but actually working in the space and letting the project unfold through time. That's been a wonderful part of the residency. When it comes down in November, I will definitely miss it, but it is one of the most beautiful and evocative and extraordinary projects that I have been invited to make because the site is so exquisite, and I am building upon Russell Wright's original intention about Manitoga, about having an intimacy with nature and having a palatable experience in this space. So it's been a real privilege, and I look forward to seeing what other artists do in this space as well.
Melissa McGill's sound installation, Palmas, will be at Manitoga in Garrison, New York through November 10th. The special Palmas performances take place this Saturday, September 27th. To learn more, visit russellwrightcenter.org. Melissa is also working on Constellation, a sculpture and light installation at the Bannerman Castle Ruin. We spoke about Constellation too, and that portion of our discussion is available online at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.